3, 2, 1, go!
Welcome back, everybody, to the Triad of the Force podcast, a podcast from Puerto Rican friends coming together to do deep dives into Star Wars and other nerd-related media. This is a special episode. May the 4th be with you. What an exciting day. Always. One of the best days of the year.
It might be. Who cares about Christmas? Who cares about the holidays? Who cares about July 4th? It's May the 4th. Oh, my
God. And then, obviously, our Disney overlords decided to give us the sweet present, which is Visions Season 2.
Technically, it's released. Visions. Technically, it's Visions and Star Wars Young Jedi Adventures. But
right.
I mean, even though we're excited for Nubs because we are going to live in the Nub supremacy for the time being, we were considerably more excited for Visions Volume 2.
Yes,
it's ever since it was announced. I mean, because Visions Volume 1 was one of those surprises that we didn't know we needed. That we didn't know we wanted.
I did. I was very excited about Vision Season 1. Don't discount my excitement about that one from the beginning. I called it.
I will always be open to Star Wars, but being a non-anime fan, for me, I was like, well, I don't know what this could mean. So, you know, I was cautious. I was looking forward to it, but I didn't really know what to expect, right? Because it's not a genre that I particularly connect with. And I really, 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 really enjoyed it. I think it's some of the best things that Lucasfilm has produced. Not to say that Lucasfilm has really been producing bad things. It's like everything's been good. But like this, you know, kind of rises to the top. So Visions Volume 2, once it was announced, and they announced that the scope of it would increase from just Japanese anime studios to studios from around the world, that, you know,
multicultural perspectives,
which is something that we had talked about, like on the podcast when we were discussing Visions Volume 1. It's like, how cool would it be to see other cultural points of view? And then here we are. Let's see, Lucasfilm listens to us.
Some responsible speculation actually comes true.
Some responsible speculation comes true because the Lucasfilm executive producers, who we'll talk about them in a couple of minutes, listen to us. And this is why Volume 2 exists, because they listen to the Triad.
It's all thanks to us.
It's all thanks to us. I will have the Triad take all the credit for this, because it's the only thing that makes sense, frankly. Then at Star Wars Celebration London panel for Visions 2 was incredible. Like, you can absolutely feel the passion that all these creators had, and the joy and fun that all these shorts have. It was phenomenal. It was phenomenal to be like at that panel and to see like where Visions started, like in one of the smaller stages and Celebration Anaheim, and then see that now they were like at the Galaxy stage, and now in London they were in the main Celebration stage. It's just absurd to see how much it has grown and how much hunger all of us have had for storytelling like this.
Pero, and it makes it so exciting, because aside from the fact that, yes, we have this multicultural perspective, we have these studios from across the world, I am partial to anime, so I didn't really think that they were going to be able to top Season 1, and I was happily surprised. I'm not going to say it was actually better, because they're different. They're different things. They're just, like, amazing. I mean, this one, me and Goose here at the Triad had the luck of watching it before they were released, and you're going to get to watch them today.
Thank you, Lucasfilm.
May the 4th be with you. And I was crying through probably half of them.
They're good.
And then it adds so much to see, because anime obviously has its different nuances and different styles of animation, but you know it's still anime.
Right.
And this time around, you can see all these different ways to tackle animation. We see like the claymation, or not necessarily it's done stop motion, but it looks like it anyway. You see very flowy line arts. We see just some more just like really old school looking animation, and all of it, especially the Spanish studios. I love that you can hear their accents coming through the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of just what that cultural view of what Star Wars is. And the themes are always there. Family, droid relations with humans, the
dark side.
Dark side, light side, how you evaluate them, choice versus fate. But to see how the different cultures see it.
To see the
background, the storytelling in the way they do it coming through is really special. So I think the season just makes me want season 3, 4, 5, 6, and you know, just
yeah, 100%. It's one of those things that, like, and precisely because it's non-canon and like anyone can do whatever they want, and it doesn't have to have like a cohesive structure to the season, because each episode is standalone. Hence the nature of an anthology series. I think like we really could definitely use a lot of this, and the possibilities are just endless. I mean, it's so there's so much that Visions can achieve that definitely, I am 100% on board on the Visions hype train, and just give us more, because there's so many different avenues that Visions can just traverse through. Because for example, season one with the Ninth Jedi or the Village Bride or Ronan. Like, I mean, Ronan obviously had the book that was published afterwards that continues the story. But like, those are stories that you could also like do sequel episodes to, or maybe even a spinoff or a short film or something, so that Visions can start being a little more grand in its scope than just like these 15-minute shorts. But yeah, definitely.
Which are already grand to begin with. If they're grand in just which 15 are already minutes,
exactly
imagine.
Exactly. Like they've done such a good job at 15 minutes, giving us so much nuance and wonder and storytelling that it's just impressive.
And it really shows you the heights that animation can get to, because I feel like sometimes we ignore animation, like keep it a little bit on the back.
I think we're living through a renaissance of animation for sure, and not just with not just in Star Wars, but like I think the industry as a whole has seen like a renaissance where like and even before Guillermo del Toro's Pinocchio, I think there was like a lot of really good animation that was coming out, like the Mitchells versus the Machines and Spider-Man to the Spider-Verse. Obviously now the Spider-Verse sequel's coming out, but there's been like a lot of really good animation coming out.
DC ever did was the animated stuff.
Exactly. So like it just shows the power, and that's one of the things that I really like about Visions is not just the storytelling for Star Wars stories, but also opening us as fans to all these other animation studios that we maybe
and what animation can do and bring to the table, and how different it can be, because not all animation has to look the same. And
exactly
the fact that you have all these creators doing these amazing things. Ay, se me fue el español, perdona.
It happens.
And it's so out of the box, and you know, Star Wars to begin with is supposed to be out of the box, and then to have it imbued with this extra magic that Visions does, I think is quintessential Star Wars. And
100%. And volume go. 2, you know, I know volume 1 resonated with you a lot because you're a big anime fan, but for me, volume 2 resonated a lot. Like, for me, volume 1 was a 9 out of 10, but for me, volume 2 was an 11 out of 10. Like, for me, it just knocked it out of the park. Like, I loved every single episode. Because they're all wildly different, and they all stylistically are beautiful, and it's so good. It's so good. In the Stars was the one that I was looking forward to the most, because that's the punk robot short by Gabriel Osorio from Chile. So obviously it holds a special place in my heart, because I remember the day before Monday, which was the day that the panel for Star Wars Visions happened. We had like our triad panel, and at that triad panel, if you haven't listened to it, please go listen to it right now. It's available on YouTube, you know, anywhere podcasts can be found. But as one of the things we discussed there was the need to see more stories that talk about the Latin American experience of colonialism and displacement and all these things, and how great it would see in this post Andor world to see like more stories that tell that story that is relevant to us culturally. And then it was so wild to then all of a sudden the next day have Gabriel Osorio stand on that stage and then say those almost exactly those exact same words and say that that's what his episode on Vision was going to be about was like all my emotions were just like it was a floodgate of emotions. And it was ever
and
since then
me crying like a little
bit. Exactly. And ever since then that was the one I was looking forward to the most. And then when I saw it, I was a mess. It was so good. Like it was that was my favorite of the shorts. I mean, I think every single short is incredible. There was just one that I didn't connect with the most. But maybe we'll get to that in a different episode.
So
and you liked it. So I mean, it's not that I didn't like it. It's not that I didn't connect with it. I think all of them are great, but there was only one that I really didn't connect with. But yeah, I mean, I think that's the short of it. Like I don't want to bore anybody with like long winded review. I think it's more of an impression of our Star Wars Visions Volume 2 premiere for May the 4th.
Please watch it.
But but we wanted to like as a little gift from us and Lucasfilm, we wanted to like discuss something else that kind of happened that actually also has to do with Visions Volume 2. I don't know if you want to pitch what we're gonna see next.
Well, the Triad again, lucky, very very lucky,
very very lucky. Hashtag blessed.
To get to interview some of the people responsible for Vision Season 2. And it's a short interview, but it's really cool. It's Goose talking straight on. It's not a round table where like it's the one question lost in the middle.
You actually finally it's just us.
Yeah, you got to talk to these creators, and apparently they're very impressed in how you described the season, and they kind of quoted you back. Which
is really
cool to listen to.
I did my best writing that question
down. Got inspired.
We were very, very lucky to be able to talk to Josh Rimes, James Waugh, and Jackie Lopez, who are the executive producers of Visions, both Volume 1 and Volume 2. So that was fun to talk to them. It was very late during the day, so I think they were like a little bit tired. So
heard the same questions over and over.
Probably
and over again,
heard
and
the same
iterations
question.
Of it.
I even acknowledged it because the last question I would make, guys. my last question, I was just like, because they tell you 10 minutes, and then they're like, oh, it's gonna be less than 10 minutes. So you're kind of rushing and trying to like get everything in.
Yeah.
So it was a scramble, and then for the last one, I was just like, everyone's asking this one, but I did it. But yeah, it was a really fun interview with these great creators that like helped shepherd this show and these two volumes, and hopefully will bring us more of
and
this.
And especially
in
it
the
is
future,
even if they were tired at that point, they still sound really excited about being able to continue Visions to include as many people as they want. I do love, you're going to get to watch the interview in a second, but I really do love the part where it's about the curating of the studios that are going to do. And it's like, these are, we have the short list and we want them, but we don't know if they're going to want us. Like we have to ask them if they want to get involved in this. And in my head, I'm like, well, it's Star Wars, duh. But you never really
know. You never
know.
So,
some
people
so it's really
might
great to
not
see.
Even
it's
care.
Like, oh, we want them, but who knows if they even care about Star Wars? Because, they're a league on their own as it is. So it's really humbling to hear that from Star Wars executive producers about the creators that were involved in Visions too. So
it's
eye-opening.
That's cool. It's cool. Yeah. It's cool. It's one of those things that you look back and it's like, did that happen? But anyway, let's stop rambling. Without further ado,
here's
the interview.
Enjoy
it, guys. My name is Gustavo Acosta from Triad of the Force. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to speak with me. This is like so incredible. So excited to talk about Visions. Definitely one of the things that we're looking forward to the most of the year. So let's get this party going. Visions. Hi, thank you so much. Season one of Visions was amazing, and it felt like one sweeping, cohesive, and unified symphony. Visions 2 now, we're very privileged to look at it, and it's expansive in so many different ways. It's like all these different composers came in with their own orchestras to do like all these different things. And you guys are like curators, right? That are kind of organizing the Star Wars symphonic series. do all these studios, like, my question for this now is, like, as opposed to, like, season one a little bit, like, do all these studios or, you know, or and their compositions that they're making, do they all have to, like, in your mind, have, like, a unified melody, so to speak, or do all these compositions, can they have a dissonance within each other?
That's a really great way of putting that. You know, look, I think we do our best to be good conductors and conduct a good symphony, but we definitely curate these things from a perspective of different, making sure that different cultural voices were represented this volume, making sure that we went to as many continents as possible, by finding different animation styles, because we really thought this could be, we really wanted to showcase the wonderful world of animation, and all the different styles that are out there. And then we had to make sure that the stories weren't duplicative. So we were doing that, but, you know, I like the way you put it better. It sounds, it definitely sounds more artistic, but, you know, we definitely were trying to put together the best mixtape. Mm-hmm.
I think then, like, for the second one, you touched upon something which is, like, a cultural representation. And that's something, as a Puerto Rican podcast, like, we're all into representation, like, having inclusivity and, you know, equity, like, in all these stories that we're telling. And, like, with Andor, and specifically now with the High Republic, it really feels like Visions is, like, that next step forward in having representation, not just in what we see in performers on screen, but also the creators and how they're telling their stories. So you mentioned that cultural representation was important, but what was the process of selecting all these different studios, and how does that inclusion played a part in how they were all selected?
Well, we are big fans of animation, so we definitely all had sort of our dream list that we wanted to consider, but we also, it was important to us to try to represent each, as many continents as we could. You know, we didn't have unlimited. We had like 9 spots. So, and then we wanted to find studios that are unique storytellers or visual, you know, have unique visuals and had a real point of view that would have a real different perspective on Star Wars. So that's how we chose the studios. And then we were hoping that they would also choose us and want to be involved and had the time and resources to do so, and had an affinity towards Star Wars to know, like, oh yes, we want to tell a Star Wars story. So that's how the selection process went.
It's incredible. Like, especially with like Punk Robot and Gabriel Osorio's In the Stars, like, that's the one that, like, really hit home for me. Like, I basically was almost crying during that story, because it's everything that, you know, we've been talking on the podcast. So, like, to kind of see that in a Star Wars story was truly incredible. So kind of tied to that, you know, there's an inherent freedom for all these stories to be, like, detached from the Star Wars canon, and it's really great to see that. But, like, in your guys' opinion, what's the possibility for maybe some of these stories to maybe someday along the lines to make any some of these characters or storylines do a crossover into, you know, the canon world of Star Wars?
I always just say, you never know. We always inspire. We all inspire each other. You know, I think all of this work is full of imagination and full of their authentic Star Wars stories, and I think the feeling of them is definitely influencing creators, just like their work influences us. What I would say, though, is that a lot of these stories could fit within, you know, the timeline, if you want to look at it that way. But that's not really the focus of it. And I don't think that really is at all, you know, we don't want to at all lead with that. But I think one of the beauties of fandom is that you get to kind of, you know, curate what matters to you. You know, and I think these stories really can fit if you want them to, no matter what, they fit in the authentic themes of Star Wars. The Punk Robot, the you know, In the Stars, that's so down the middle, dealing with oppression and and you know, rising up and standing up against oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
And then just dealing with the fallout of an imperial legacy. All of that stuff is deeply woven with Star Wars and fits. So it could fit if you wanted to in your own, you know. But that's not the intention.
True. and kind of to wrap up, I guess, like, and I'm sure you've gotten like a variation of this question, and you know, season one was incredible, and season two, like, I really loved it, and I'm sure that everyone else is gonna love it when they get a chance to see it. But if there were to be like a season three, what would you want to see in a season three? Now that you, like, we expanded the world with season two, so what would a theoretical expansion of the expansion be for a potential season three?
What would you want to see, Gustavo?
I would. Well, that's a wonderful question, because seeing it, like I said, with Punk Robot's story, I want to see like more Latin American stories told. So, but that's just selfish on my part.
Well, I think depending on how this volume does, we loved the power of shining a spotlight on incredible storytellers from cultures we normally don't see stories from. Mm-hmm. I think seeing Star Wars reflected through those new fresh voices is wonderful. And so, you know, you have fans here in that direction. We also would love to see more anime too. So it's,
mm-hmm. Yes.
And none of these things have to be mutually exclusive. So let's, right now, I think we're all sitting back really proud of the work we've done and hoping it finds the audience we think it can.
Perfect. And I'm sure it will, because season one resonated with a lot of people. Season two resonated with me and everyone that I've talked to that have been able to see it early. So I'm really, really excited for everyone to see it and love it. And thank you guys so much for taking, not just for organizing this and talking to us, but for, you know, gifting us with Vision season one and now Vision season two. Really appreciate it.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoyed the interview. Short but sweet. Very nice. We didn't want to give too much away, neither did them. Today is May the 4th. Please, all the episodes are up there. Watch them.
Love
like,
them.
Subscribe to us. Let us know what you felt about the episodes, which ones you want to talk about, we'd want us to talk about, because we kind of want to go a little bit more in depth on some of the episodes.
Yeah.
But it's 9 of them, so we kind of want to know which ones you really, really loved. And Goose, anything to say before you leave on May the 4th?
Hey, man, it's a great time to be a Star Wars fan. Visions is amazing. We also got the Young Jedi Adventures to look forward to. I haven't been able to play Jedi Survivor, but everyone says that it's amazing. I finally downloaded it, but I have yet to boot it. So we got that. We have so much to look forward to. Really excited. May the 4th today when this comes out. So I'm going to be out with Chase doing a Star Wars trivia here in Chicago, just celebrating.
Oh, that's, you know, awesome.
Yeah. So, well, you should come visit and then you can hang out with all of us. So it's just like, let's enjoy the things we enjoy. Let's be happy, man. I know it's cheesy, but it's important to sometimes remember that, hey, sometimes it's okay to just have fun and enjoy things. So there might be more surprises of like, interviews or roundtables for other Vision stories, so stay tuned for those. But yeah, that's all I have to say for now for May the 4th. Until the next one.
So until next time, we are Triad of the Force. Remember to like, subscribe, comment, let us know what you think. Watch Vision season 2, please. It's amazing. Just do it. Watch every single episode. They're short, they're amazing. And until next time, may the 4th be with you.